This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Cry dozing with his cheek PewDie's shoulder. Or PewDie.
My name PewDie.
Looking at times a boring waste was put into the TV.
So all the ads.
Yes.
Oh man, I've already seen all this yelly.
No, it was last night's State of the Union address.
Ha!
Wait, does that technically count as soft yowie?
No, it's boring waste.
Okay.
Much like the current presidential administration.
Can we just read? I just want to read.
I posted the GIF in Politics.
Yes, I get it. I just want to read. We are at 8:25. We're missing Logan, and we're still only a page in.
It's still not the worst.
Just read!
The Swede had turned off.
I'm busy fucking right now.
Five hearts of passion cry out for justice. Shugo Fen Fikushan Sentai Fuketsuna Ranger.
Let's go!
Working at the popular Shin Nihonko TV station, these five courageous humans wage a never-ending battle against the evil Boar Dom, a villain with a penchant for bad grammar and a fetish for deviancy.
We fight with a real good horn. Happy Time Scott story over at EGM.
But who are these brave warriors that cannot be stopped even by Kevlar bullets or sand? Fouquet Magenta! Synergist Wizard, Chin Chin Echi!
A fight is what you get when you violence!
Fouquet Pinker! The Refuse Artisan, Toyota Hanzo!
I cannot believe the perfectly good things people flush down!
Fouquet the Purple! The Dwisney Veering, Tori Jury!
Female! Square Boots! Action Figure!
Fouquet the Ocean Water! The Cable Dog, Keiburu Inukaisui!
My name is Recursive.
And the leader, Fouquet Crimson. The pruning decimator, Hamada Koto.
I am the greatest hero. My name is Justice. Justice is my remaining testicle.
With the ever-present threat of Boar Dom and the legions of his Gram Army, they hard fight and make the world safe for puppies and sea cucumbers.
We need to summon the King Supreme Megazord now!
Kingly ass, combine!
Supremely chest breast, combine!
Megly dick, combine!
I guess I'll be the acne again.
And I'll form everything else!
Shoot on this!
Oh, Steve, can I get Blasphemous up in here?
Sure.
Sweet.
What does that mean?
You'll see.
Uh-huh.
We can't see. It's a radio show.
Oh, well, it's in Shame Bucket.
Oh, okay.
Complete with handhole.
Handhole and magnifying lens effect.
Right? It's really nice.
Where's Randy Savage trying to suplex both of them?
Well, Randy Savage has to use all of his power just to stay in heaven on account of his heel turn he did as he had the heart attack at the end of his life.
Although, was it really a heel turn when he's prevented the rapture?
It is a heel turn because Christians being the most populous religion in the world, according to Christians... Meet your fur ever love here. Oh, what is this? Furrymate.com? Oh, yeah. That's something I want to be a part of.
Oh, have you seen that one website that was an alt-right website and some Canadian dude?
Yeah, he turned the website into a furry dating site.
Yes.
That's fucking brilliant.
I love it.
Hey, man, if you're going to troll, troll hard. When it's time to color in first grade and you whip out your Crayola 124-pack complete with sharpener built into the back of the box. Applaud my supreme power!
Okay, so explain this to me again.
No.
Hamtaro is neither a ham nor a taro.
No, a taro.
I forget what taro is.
It's a flavoring for tea.
That I remember, but I don't remember the flavoring.
So, but he's neither.
No.
He's a hamster, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Hamsters probably taste all right.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, and I have a headache.
Hi, headache. I'm Brush Fire.
Ha.
This is still Steve-O. No, I am still Steve-O. This is still Steve-O. I'm not speaking from outside my body.
We're not all Steve-O.
Nah. My name is Steve-O. I am an incredible musician. I also used to be a punk. Did you not notice I used to be a punk? I had blue hair when I was 20.
I had blue hair when I was 16, too.
And now.
And now, yes. And no, I'm not Matthew Lillard. I was not in that really terrible... No, it wasn't Dungeons and Dragons. He was in Dungeon Siege, the movie, right?
Dungeon Siege? That wasn't even a film.
In the Name of the King, a Dungeon Siege tale, directed by Uwe Boll and starring Ray Liotta and Matthew Lillard.
That's incredible. First off, because it's such an ambitious film for being like, oh, this is a Dungeon Siege tale, as if there's going to be several more of these.
It's like, oh shit, we missed it. The film just had its 11-year anniversary last month. We could have totally celebrated by putting on terrible impressions of Jason Statham.
Meh.
Okay, if you want a terrible impression of Jason Statham, just scowl really hard.
What kind of a sound does a scowl make then?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would.
I don't know. Let me rub my eyebrow on the mic.
Also, Sarah says that taro is a vegetable, too. So, a crossbreeding between a ham and a vegetable.
Yeah.
Hamstable. A ham-flavored vegetable.
To finally get those vegetarians on our side. So, I am Steve-O. Joining me tonight, as usual, are David, Val, and Sean. Logan is out tonight because he was too busy fighting to keep the Rapture at bay, tag-teaming with Randy Savage.
Ba-ba-ba-ba, Ultra Instinct. Ultra Instinct Logan is who's doing that fun.
What is Ultra Instinct?
It is a bullshit made up power level in Dragon Ball Super that is bullshit and made up.
They're all bullshit and made up.
I would like for you to bring your Dragon Ball Z voices to this wonderful gem of a story called Snow by Monik Chanlove.
Oh, I thought you were going to say this invention called Snow.
Oh, I got plenty of that.
Yes. Snow, which was invented by the Canadians in 1862.
Up until that point, it had never snowed on Earth.
Ever. The core of the Earth was just too hot.
Also a Canadian reggae singer.
Yeah, which was really weird.
It's about web shows, apparently. Genre, family romance. Summary. The intense winter in Sweden brings a sense of loneliness. Poorly placed comma, but the snow this year brought something more than happiness when the sun finally capped the clouds' hint. Parentheses, PewDiePie and Preg. Oh boy.
What is PewDiePie?
I don't know.
Well, it says in the next line.
Oh, good. Let me read forward once.
PewDiePie/Cry.
I don't know who Cry is.
I don't know. Let me see.
Oh, Cryotic.
Oh, all right, cool. I have no idea who that is. Let's just read this and get it over with. Starting off tonight is Val.
Chaotic, commonly known as Cry and Chaotic Monkey, is a 28-year-old American video game commentator known for his videos on YouTube.
Okay.
He's boring. No. Warnings, strong language, yaoi, and preg soft moments.
How can you have a soft moment during preg?
Well, you see, so if anime bullshit is to be believed, the second the egg is fertilized, the woman has the most intense orgasm of her life.
That's not soft, though. That's intense.
Eh.
No, it's soft because it starts off soft and then you crab quake all over the place.
Okay, Dave, I believe you. I don't believe you. Val Reed.
The first line right after the warnings sounds like a freaking... It just looks like someone started coding... Because it says, if preg, and then a period. I'm so annoyed that half the frigging periods have a space before them.
All of the grammar is like that.
And the commas.
Have fun.
The designer in me, like, freaking type editor in me is really cringing. This is a fictional story. I do not own any of the characters... Character here, write fanfics nonprofit.
What?
That started as a sentence.
And then devolved.
Yeah. Chapter 1, A Kiss Snowed. It's a capital K, so
yes,
I guess...
Yes, the band Kiss.
The band snowed down in Sweden? That's pretty rad.
I'm sorry, I'm downloading poll committees to make the people who are listening live be tortured. David, you're the best MIDI I could ever hope for.
It was all he heard. Apart from their small steps for the fine snow that lay on the sidewalk of that deserted went forward with arms folded across his chest.
Whoa.
Trying to shelter from the dry winter in Sweden.
Was this run through Google Translate?
I'm not sure. Either that or someone wrote a fanfic and then decided to randomly delete parts of it.
Thank you, Sam. Oh no, this story is written in COBOL.
His warm breath formed a small white cloud in front of his mouth. I wonder where else if it's his breath. The cold hard skin tore and numbed her small hands, which took shelter inside the pockets of his coat gray ash. Okay.
The story's gonna make a whole lot of sense.
Oh my god.
If you've watched PewDiePie on a regular basis, please let it be known, because I'm not gonna be able to keep track of any of this shit. It's like, who the fuck? I've watched one episode of PewDiePie. I'm like, this guy's not fucking funny.
I've only seen one clip of PewDiePie, and it's him saying the N-word during PUBG.
Oh, you...
A great experience you have with this YouTuber.
Yeah. Don't say the N-word, people.
Yeah.
He said non-disclosure agreement?
Ha.
Because you can't talk about those.
No. No, you cannot.
He entered the porch of a normal house of two floors and painted it beige, a pale beige, past the front yard covered in white, and knocked on the door by hand. Sometime later, the door opened, revealing her fiancé.
Hello.
Blonde, blue-eyed, his Swedish accent, I take a small smile.
I am your fiancé. I sound Italian.
I'm going to have to figure out some public domain polka music, because your accents are going very well with this.
Okay. Cry! Finally arrived! Cheerful said PewDie. Or PewDie.
PewDie!
Yeah, in fact, you have to say the die with a very dire accent.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. The strong and warm arms encircled her thin blonde body gently, providing warmth he craved. I've been noticing that genders have been switching around a lot for both of them, so I guess they're like...
They're both Fudanaris. We'll settle on that.
Okay. Providing warmth he craved, a small kiss touched his rosy lips.
Beep.
Hey, that's a full sentence. I've missed you. PewDie! Sweet voice made cry happy, causing a smile on his face. Come, I don't want you to catch cold.
Not cold. The worst Batman villain.
Hello, I am Professor Cold. I am
No, his name is Just Cold.
Is it Just Cold?
No, it's Captain Cold, and he's a Flash villain.
I know what Captain Cold is. I'm saying that this is like one of those like 1940s, just one word, fucking throwaway villains that appeared in one issue. So his name is Cold, but he uses, like, a hanky as his weapon, and Batman's like, I have to get my anti-hanky bat spray out of my bat belt.
It's because the hanky is filled with, like, the flu virus?
Right, or that's the intention. It turns out he just has a really bad runny nose due to allergies.
And why does Captain Cold look like a very angry Alaskan Native American?
There are several ice villains in the DC pantheon, because in the very first episode of Young Justice, like, four of them attack Gotham or some shit.
Yeah.
On July 4th. How dare they? That's America's birthday.
Whoop-de-doo. Cry stepped to what was his little love nest. Comfortable and warm. I uploaded a little heated.
Okay.
Okay. Said Pudes. I know you hate the cold, so I uploaded just a bit of heated. I felt the heat on his cheeks. The blonde smiled and began to remove his coat gris.
His coat gris? Like, the fat of his coat?
Yeah.
Gross.
What a very gristly cloat you... Cloat? God
cloat.
Damn.
Cloat? Wow, Steve. Mmm.
Mm-hmm.
What's a cloat, Steve? Tell me more about this.
I don't know. I'm gonna go look up what a cloat is.
I left on a large armchair to coppery tone that was in front of a large television on.
Oh, beautiful. Cloat. A cloat is a throat-clearing action that is incredibly grotesque.
Really?
Oh, like preparing a loogie?
Yes. Like, cloak!
Yep. He stretched his emerald green sweatshirt and sat in the overstuffed chair. Pewdar sat beside he. I've been waiting, said the Swede. Long time. Cry smiled, took off his white mask, rebelling his magnetic eyes.
Come on.
They're just eyes that are magnetic.
They're rebelling. He looked directly at his fiancée blue eyes and kissed him gently. Another smile, this time a little embarrassed by both, came from his lips. I love you, said Cry. I love you so much.
You didn't say the dot or the dash. You have to speak the code verbatim, Val.
Screw that.
Okay.
They're trying to put Morse code in here.
An aside, the phones at work, where I work, by default, all use the Basil Exposition from British Intelligence from Austin Powers as their default ringtone.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's great.
How is the job coming along, by the way?
I like working there.
Yay!
It's great. I have fun. Even though I'm like super busy, it's offset by the fact that I can come in at 7:30 and then leave at 3:30 because I don't have to take a lunch. I can work whatever schedule I want, provided it's within a block of time that's like 14 hours long. And I can get overtime if I want, provided I just work it out with my boss.
Yay! That's great.
Hooray.
And then it has really good benefits.
I'm so great, Dave. Let's just ruin that by reading more about the Swedish guy.
I like how you took credit for by saying, I'm so great, referring to yourself. Thanks, Steve. Real cool of you during the show.
David, tell me how I'm so great.
Well, Steve, despite being a bit small in stature, you make up for it by having a massive 30-inch dong.
That's why he's afraid of it.
Your testicles have a gravitational pull so fierce that no women can escape.
I have tiny balls.
It's a good thing I'm not a woman.
No, you have ascended beyond it due to exposure from the radiation of his testicles.
Wait, I thought the person that had radiated testicles was Logan. Well, now one.
They're irradiated, not irradiative. It's a source of cosmic rays, his testicles are.
No, they're a song.
That too.
He is the cosmic background radiation, the noise of the universe.
Oh my god, the CMB stands for chunky man balls.
No, chunky man ball. There's only one.
That's in Logan, but for you it's two, so there you go.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome, Steve.
I love you too, Cry. Chapter two. Ad, because apparently there's an advertisement now.
Ooh, wait, what?
It says ad.
It's an ad for
Suf Yaoi.
Maybe that means addendum, but I think it's better if it's just advertising Suf Yaoi.
Yeah, yep. But that's not how you write an endum anyway. So, yeah.
I know, but it's really funny to think of it as an advertisement for Suf Yaoi, the new moisturizing hand wash.
Yep. First Google result for Suf Yaoi in images. Oh, that is so soft and so yaoi.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
It's all the homoerotic mangas without the actual porn, because in Japan, they're like, oh my god, you can't draw porn.
You pretty men feed each other chocolate.
Oh,
oh my god, red text in front of a hand is what I love.
And is it just me, or does this one look like two people are sharing earplugs in their mouths?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your earwax is so delicious, Baruchan.
The one above it, this dude is staring at the like very tip of this guy's nose. So I'm thinking there's actually like a zit there, but he can't tell him that because his chocolate is just too good.
Not a zit, just a little booger.
That's the conflict of the story. He's like, I love him, but he just won't get that thing out of his nose.
And he doesn't want to say it because then it would ruin the moment.
I'm going to tangent again since we're talking about My Hero Academia.
God damn it.
Let me find, there's this really good.
Val, finish your page. Then, Dave, you can talk about My Hero Academia.
No, because Caramel Kiss, this reminds me of this kind of.
Oh, caramel. Oh, okay.
Caramel. And they're so good. And I miss them because they're sold in Quebec and they're really, really good.
Yes, I know. Read.
You know, with all the talking we had, we totally went through the advertisement, so we kind of missed it. Cry dozing with his cheek Pewdie's shoulder. Or Pewdie.
My name Pewdie.
Looking at times a boring waste was put into the TV.
So all the ads.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man, I've already seen all this yelling.
No, it was last night's State of the Union address.
Ha!
Wait, does that technically count as soft yaoi?
No, it's boring waste.
Okay.
Much like the current presidential administration.
Can we just read? I just want to read.
I posted the GIF in Politics. Yes,
I get it. I just want to read. We are at 8:25. We're missing Logan, and we're still only a page in.
It's still not the worst.
Just read!
The Swede had turned off.
I'm busy fucking right now.
The Swede had turned off the lights, and light radiating from the TV was all that lit the room.
I'm up next. Silence filled the room completely. Awkward space. There were no words that...
Oh, that's a word.
C-O-N-T-A-S-E-N.
Contassin.
Contassin? Contassin?
That contassin exactly the feelings of both. Is that contains?
No.
I think it's supposed to be contains, but it's contassin.
Do you suffer from genital warts that are very painful and rupture? Try the new Contassin cream and see if it helps.
Delicious.
I tried Contassin and it cleared up my genital warts in 3 to 4 days. I'm still infectious, but they're not there.
So they'll never know.
They'll never know. Contassin, your secret's safe with us.
Yep, yep.
Both were engaged and deeply in love. Wait, they're engaged to other people?
Yes.
Okay. Cry still remembered the nervous words from his boyfriend to give a gold ring white. Pretty simple. Now occupied his ring finger of the right hand. Woo boy!
Woo!
The silence was broken by PewDie a few minutes later. I think we should go to sleep. It's late, he said, rising from the copper-colored sofa. Very oddly specific. And walked towards the stairs leading to the second floor. True, replied Cry, turning off TV and following the blonde. I thought that said blood for a minute. He followed the blood.
I followed the blood. Like every horror game ever.
Da da da.
Anytime in a video game, I'm like, that's a trail of blood. I think I'm going to go a different direction.
But then it won't let you because you're in the Max Payne dream stages and you have to follow the trails of blood. I like how people are coming in 30 minutes late. This fucking Twitch fan fiction? Yes.
Yeah, basically.
He entered a large room, ash gray walls and white bed and fluffy.
A white bed and fluffy?
No, and white bed and fluffy. Strong arms encircled the American with love. Cry, Ryan. Pew die, whispered in the ear of her husband.
Yeah, he's telling Ryan to cry.
After kissing his neck down gently and tan slowly.
I guess.
Two have no relation to each other. Enjoying the tiny little gasps and moans that escaped from his mouth. With his free hands, he circled his hips and started up the sweatshirt slowly, showing the thin, soft skin.
So how did he start in his hips? Like a lawnmower or...
Also, did he take out a ruler to measure how thin the skin was, or is he just commentating on his ability to handle salt in video games?
I would assume it's the latter more than the former.
Okay. Ryan called his name. It's been a long time apart. I want this night we do one for the first time. His blush became bright red in seconds. So the do one, are they doing the Miller Genuine Draft Challenge tonight? Is that what they finally decided to do?
What is the Miller Genuine Draft Challenge?
Drink a Miller Genuine Draft and try not to immediately throw up.
Oh, so scientifically impossible because Miller Genuine Draft is an epicac.
Yeah.
Genuine Draft is fucking terrible.
It's designed specifically to make you barf. You know, I only drink hard liquor and I have never barfed. On hard liquor. I think beer is what makes people barf. So the whole beer before liquor, never been sicker? No, it's just beer, never been sicker.
Yeah.
Wait, Dave, you've never actually had vomit escape your mouth as a result, a direct result of drinking alcohol?
No, never.
Okay. All right, I'll buy it.
Because I have respect for my body.
And the toilet.
And the toilet. I ain't about to clean that shit up. That's gross. It's vomit.
I never threw up because of alcohol.
I have a few times, but that was because I was overzealous and or drinking things that contained cream.
Yeah.
That situation was embarrassed, too. Be so weak against the sensual words, PewDie. Got rid of the cry sweatshirt and threw it down. After that, everything happened very fast.
Yeah.
The Swede turned the interior lights with a quick motion. Cry felt his hands down his hip, promised unbuttoning jeans and wearing navy, and then sliding them slowly, dragging his underwear.
He was wearing the entire navy?
Yep. Yeah. Just dragging it all across the floor, wiping them butt stains everywhere.
So which country's navy would it be?
What country has the smallest navy?
Canada has a pretty small navy.
Yeah, we do.
No.
There was a time when there was more submarines in the West Edmonton Mall than the Navy owned.
The actual Canadian military.
Yeah. All right, perfect. Navies of landlocked countries. Let's go with the Azerbaijan Navy. Or Laos. You want to go with Laos?
Yeah, like, tell me what it consists of, the Azerbaijan and Laos navies.
Oh, I found it. With only 4 commissioned ships and displacement of under 10,000 tons, Estonian Navy is one of the smallest navies in the world.
Yeah.
Estonia, our number one listener base.
Yep.
I, her blush was intense and no racing heart, stopped beating at high speed.
Do you like my heart? PewDiePie and Crya. Not any girls, but a winner.
That sort of petered out there.
I'm sorry, I tried.
We'll revise it. PewDie. Cry pushed gently on the bed and kept pulling his jeans.
No, his DNA.
He felt the weight and heat of his fiance on his thin body, his large, strong hands on his knees, opening and sliding down into his soft legs.
Like the Batcave.
Suddenly, a strong feeling, mixed pleasure and a warm flushing, invaded his cheeks and inside in a second. Does it hurt? PewDie, wonder, whispering to Cry. No, he whispered back. Well, Felix began to move inside Cry, listening to the soft moans emanating from the mouth of his fiancé, every movement that occurred. Slowly, he began to increase the speed of his moves, sinking deeper and deeper into her body. Responding, raising his voice, Cry lascivious with its symphony of moans.
That was the lesser-known Castlevania game.
Oh, I thought it was the porn adaptation.
Shit, that's a better joke.
Slowly, he began to increase the speed of his moves, responding, raising his voice, Cry lascivious with symphony of moans, and sigh sensual wet, increasingly excited Swedish. This really is Google translated.
Yeah.
He put his little hands on the shoulders of his fiance and clung to them tightly. Felix, excited, moaned, feeling his end soon. He smiled and kissed intensely, Cry fleshy lips. Felt his end too close. I don't think that goes well on a Tinder profile. Hi, my name's Steve-O. I have a solid job, a sensual body, and fleshy lips. Ryan, I'll PewDie, exhausted said. Next up is Sean.
A strong wave of heat hit Cry's body when his fiance occupied seat inside. The hot, moist breath and gently beat PewDie American lips, placing a soft kiss.
Dave, I need a moist beat. He'll go like this till we tell him to stop.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. You can stop now.
Now just put it underwater and you're golden.
Beautiful.
Is that wet enough for you, Steve?
Oh, yeah. I'm so wet right now. I'm so wet right now, I'm going to go host a chatterbait session.
And it's just going to be you sitting there reading the paper?
Not to tangent too much, I did see Pornhub Aria's Twitter posted a screen cap of a video from Pornhub, and it's just, I hold hands with my girlfriend while she tells me about her day.
Aw, that's wholesome.
Yeah.
Oh, it reminds me of that one guy that just posts videos that are super nice, like, I know You didn't find that porn that you were looking for, but I hope you do.
Yeah.
When you bust a nutterino and she keeps slobbering the dip.
I'm sending that to my wife. I hope she answers. You've been radio silent for a while.
I offer you water, parentheses, in case you are parched post-orgasm.
Yes! That yeah, that's the guy! One. I love him!
I fucking love this.
I love you, whispered Felix, exhausted. Me too, Ryan whispered back with a slight smile. Chapter 3. Adva, --, Cry softly opened his eyes. The sun in the morning struck his face. Wabam. Greatly annoy you. It's this gone second person now?
Fucking next word.
Oh.
That is word.
That's a way to start a sentence.
Oh, God. Okay. Prostrate on the bed. Oh, man, the prolapse to have that happen.
I am.
Prostrate on the bed without any clothes. Rather than sheets and blankets that cover just below his hip, sadly marked as female.
So he's just like a cutie mark?
Oh, Wooly, wouldn't it be a pewty mark? God damn it.
To answer your question, Wooly, yes. Yes, it would.
He covered his eyes with his forearm.
Ah! I can't see!
He remembered what happened yesterday.
No, it's not remembered.
It's remembered.
Remembered.
Yeah. Remembered.
Ah, yeah. He remembered what happened yesterday, and immediately a strong blush appeared on his cheeks. He heard the water running in the shower from now to time. Curious sat on the bed when he hear that sound a cue cease.
So, the sound did a cease and desist?
Yes.
The scene that met his eyes made was in shock. The shower is free, he said, grinning Swedish. Felix was without clothing, showing his well-sculptured body covered only by a towel tied around the waist level, with your skin still wet and hot.
Wait, when did I end up in this story?
Yeah, that's what...
You keep going.
It keeps changing perspective.
It's interactive now.
Oh, great. I'm going to fail this just like I failed the Animorphs Choose Your Own Adventure 2.
Everyone failed that one.
I never did because I was never into Animorphs. I thought it was stupid.
Pretty much every ending is you die horribly.
So a good analogy for life.
Yeah.
I don't want to die.
We have to someday.
But I don't wanna.
Wait, are we just gonna cancel the next hour and 15 minutes as we sit here and powwow your rebutted fear of death?
Yeah.
It's okay, Dave. I don't have any other comforting words. It's okay, Dave.
You will surely live a long life.
Yeah.
And when you die, I promise to both erase your porn history and publish your porn history.
Man, whatever. My grandparents will be dead by the time I die, so they're not going to see it.
That's porn. That's, yeah.
Your skin's still wet and hot with the wet hair and dropped on eyes. Cry followed the monument that was walking with his eyes and bit his lower lip. Wait, he's walking away with his eyes?
Uh-huh.
Apparently.
The Swede smiled down on the bed in some clothes.
Okay, you know what? I figured it out. This is written like a script for Garry's Mod.
Like one of those Garry's Mod movies we watched the other day?
Yeah.
Go take a shower. I'll make you breakfast.
Wait, I have to stop the show. My wife has replied to me.
What'd she say?
She says, ellipses accurate.
Ryan nodded with a slight blush. He taked the clothes and waited with downcast eyes. Felix, he whispered the American. Don't look. You die. Smiled and covered his eyes with his hands.
Okay.
Cry got up as fast as I could and went into the bathroom.
closing the door behind him.
I need to stop looking up this pleasant dude on Pornhub. I hug you and say I had a really good time tonight and then I go home. Followed by, I, your stepbrother, decline your advances but am flattered nonetheless.
Yeah, the stepbrother one is the first one I ever saw of this guy's Pornhub.
Yeah.
It's just wholesome.
It is.
The Swede dressed in a gray shirt and black jeans and went to the kitchen. He began making pancakes, and while cooking, Ryan appeared in the kitchen minutes later.
Poof.
Cry hugged him from behind, surprising PewDie. What's cooking?
The Rock.
Smells good, said Cry, sweet voice. A thing you like, said Pewds. So would nudes of PewDiePie be Pewds?
Yes.
Oh, hashtag got him.
Yeah, I'm bringing it hard. You covered with Nutella and without clothes?
Whoa.
Close, but no. Pancakes.
So wait, you did the same thing as David did when you got the Nutella beard, except like all over him?
He saw what we did with David's beard and took it to the next level.
Okay, that makes sense. Even though it doesn't.
Nutella pubes.
Ew. Or amazing.
The next time we hang out, David.
Just another caption for the scared Flanders when she put Nutella on your junk but start to nibble it instead.
Ah!
I'm okay with that.
Not the teeth?
Nibble is not teeth. Nibble is just...
Alright, how about gnaw? How's that?
That's no good.
No.
You don't gnaw somebody's genitalia.
No.
Not unless you're a beaver.
I
already know, Cry said. The Swede looked puzzled, American. How did you know?
And next up is David.
Oh boy, it's David's turn.
I don't know, but for my room smelled,
Cry it said simply, and then sat on pale wooden chair that was next to a table of the same color.
Our bedroom is the farthest point from the kitchen, said the blonde. And the cooler,
also pointed Cry.
I know,
laughed Pewds, and served the pancakes on a plate blue.
All right, just read the whole thing in your Swedish accent, even the non-quotes.
Got it.
Cry breathed deeply the delicious smell, which for him was mysteriously more intense.
So wait, which member of Metalocalypse are you again?
Well, that's actually closer to like Squizgar, but if it's Squizgar, it's like, Cry breathed deeply the delicious smell, which for him was mysteriously more intense.
You forgot the cinnamon.
Oh, no.
American whispered, taking a pancake with hands and starting it to eat.
Starting it to eat.
Chapter 4, asterisk, chapter 4. Adventure.
No, ADV, so it's probably adverb.
No, this is adventure.
It's another advertisement.
No, this is adventure because ad is an advertisement. This is an adventure.
No, ADV usually stands for adverb.
No, ADV is a defunct anime company here in the States. Boom!
Is it really?
Yes, it is really. They did the dub of Golden Boy, which is one of my favorite animes.
Form ADV is the uniform form used by investment advisors to register with both the Securities and Exchange Commission and state securities authorities.
Wow, that certainly is much more boring than Golden Boy. New couple, colon D.
Hope you like it. The days passed normally. It took more than 6 weeks to gather. Both were playing your favorite video games all day and enjoyed the hours together as possible. Until a few days later.
So wait, 6 weeks and then a few days.
Yep. Yeah, 6 weeks of playing EnviroBear 2000 and Senran Kagura.
Senran Kagura Estival Versus has great bilbs.
Bilbs?
Bilbs.
How many fucking bilbs is that?
Bilbs. Cry developed an uncanny ability to fall asleep anywhere, hour or time.
So he's narcoleptic.
He had this, the narcoleptic Cebu.
I don't know why he is a Cebu, which is a water buffalo, or a variant thereof, but
he had no time and acted suddenly, leaving American you into a deep sleep for more than 3 hours.
Thank goodness I'm not an American you.
I don't want to be an American you.
He had learned to control it most of the time.
Cry sighed and took a sip of her hot coffee while watching television. It was 9 a.m. and was the one who was in the house at the time. Felix had come... Oh. Felix had come to get...
No.
Felix had come to get the dogs, and he had a meeting with Tobuscus in a Starbucks a few blocks later. Isn't Tobuscus a shame of the internet, too?
Don't know.
I have no idea who it is. I am not hot on the YouTube.
He put the full cup of steaming coffee in front of a glass table and snuggled on the couch with a blanket. He sighed softly and let his head rest on one of his own shoulders. He closed his eyes and turned his strange sleeping pill to take effect in the...
Okay.
In the...
In the... He felt a hand move him after a type. What?
Helvetica.
I can't come up with jokes. I have a headache.
I have headache, says Steve Albort's American youth.
Very funny, Dave. Very funny indeed. Ow, my head hurts from laughing. God damn it. Ow!
Like its name spoken by a notable Swedish accent. Gray. Gray. Beauty shook a little the American until he woke up.
What?
Didn't you have a meeting with Toby 2 hours ago? Pewdie said.
2 hours ago?
Check the time on the clock, wall clock. 11 a.m.? Oh, God!
Belayed exclamation point.
But, Steve-O, that exclamation point is also late.
Oh, no, 11 a.m. exclamation point. That's a good band name.
What kind of genre would it be?
It would be like fucking mope rock.
I could see that.
We are 11 a.m. exclamation point, and this is our hit song. I am late.
Or am late.
I am late today because my girlfriend, she went away. I am so very late and now I can't pay my bills.
That reminds me of the Band of Montreal.
Buy my merchandise. Please buy my merchandise.
Read so that I can announce who's next and then I can go take pills for this.
I thought you already did.
Yeah,
sales,
I need more.
I won't be able to go to the
David, right.
I'm making a mope rock song.
Yeah, we can make it later. I'll produce it and then I'll ship it to Bandcamp and we'll make money.
Great.
Oh, will it be with Cannabis Smoking Dolphin?
Yeah, it'll be Cannabis Smoking Dolphin featuring 11 a.m. exclamation point.
Nice.
Pewdie smiled slightly, watching Ryan run from one ran from one side to another. I said it. I caught it. Watching Ryan ran from one side to another. I'm leaving, shouted before closing the front door as he closed his jacket and headed directly. The hotel was full of young students who enjoyed the strong coffee sold at the location, which could keep you awake for days.
That's not good.
Wow. That
sounds more like crack.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Or meth.
Crack meth coffee.
It's just angel dust. Hi, wife. Welcome to recording. No, they already know you're there. Thank you. You have a very bright and bright red face. You've been drinking.
Bright.
Say hello to all of our listeners.
Hello.
Oh, my. My wife has turned into a golem.
Oh, no. This fall on ABC, Swede and the Golem.
Really? You drank all of yours and you come back here and take mine?
Maybe.
My wife, ladies and gentlemen. Some were preparing for next year great books reading and studying or just hang out with laptop.
Hung out.
Oh, or just hung out with a laptop or a mobile phone.
Okay. Circling back around is Val. I need to go take pain pills. Bye.
Steve, go take your pain pills.
Goodbye forever. Cry came and went to a nearby table where Toby was and sat panting from exhaustion. Well, yeah, because he just came and went.
Here, have a glass of water for your post-orgasm.
Hi.
Oh, you're dehydrated. You had too hard of an orgasm.
Hello, said Toby, laughing softly at slightly colorful face Ryan Edgar. Ran away and you had to go behind him or something?
You couldn't stay in front.
Are they questioning that as a sentence?
Yes, and it was a question.
I don't know how to answer that. Is our marriage over?
Ryan glanced sideways towards the brown and braided deeply.
Wait, braided?
No, breeded.
Oh.
What you should be doing with her.
No, not breeded.
What about breaded? Was he breaded?
Well, it could be. I don't know. They're not saying it.
Like a chicken parmesan.
Oh, yeah. Chicken parm sounds good.
Steve-O, make us a chicken parmesan.
Sean says to make its chicken parm.
I have a royal headache. I am not a slave for this family. I'm a mom with feelings.
You're not a royal mom.
My lineage has come into question.
Yeah. How about that food?
Fuck off.
Damn.
I fell asleep. Oh, you play Metal Gear. I feel you've been waiting for me. Toby smiled and laughed slightly. He took a sip of an aromatic green tea and looked at the mobile phone vibrated when receiving a message. This last one sounded like an instruction you would find on one of those poorly translated Chinese bootleg packages.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Who is it? Asked Curiously Cry.
Curious, not curiously.
Asked Curious Cry. That's why I added curiously. Toby replied with a shy smile. Ken, what do you want now? Want to know what the doctor said, Toby. Okay. I don't know why there's a dash right in front of a said, but...
Because they don't know how to use quotation marks anymore, or English.
Is that I did some tests and gave me the results today. Okay. And, well, besides that I have to give up coffee for pregnancy, I'm pretty healthy. Wait, what? Are you pregnant? In that cry, people look slyly at the pair of tan. do not yell, idiot! There's no comma, so it's don't yell, idiot, said Toby a little shy. And yes, I'm pregnant. A week ago, I got to the second month. Toby smiled. And how you feel? Cry asked. He smiled back. It feels strange to think that yours is something growing inside Toby's eye. A strange feeling.
And a strange sentence.
Yes. And Ken knows? Toby looked away. And Cry understood. He doesn't know it? Cry leaned back on the seat. I can tell if you like.
Sure, get the pregnancy information from a third party. That's great.
No, not ever. Tobiscus quickly replied. I want to wait until the appropriate time. When you... Can not hide? Not much, but enough to make an A idea, said E. Don't try any. Okay, said E. And if I say to Pew, die, and he tells Ken. So a fourth party.
Yeah.
I have no investment. I was cool up until they started bringing in the soap opera. Now I'm getting bored.
Eh.
I'm so sad that I'm PewDiePie and I have $65 million a year monies.
Toby glared at him. Okay. It was just a question. Ryan laughed. I will lie a little and say it's a cold. Being 2 months pregnant is not like having a cold, but okay.
Oh, look, your shirts are getting smaller. Are you okay? Yes, I have a cold. Cough, cough.
Ryan rolled his eyes. That's actually very appropriate. He is gonna get, and you know it. I know, Toby sighed. I'll find out and plan it. By the way, how about with your ducks lover?
What?
I didn't stutter.
David, translate. What's a ducks lover?
Someone in love with Scrooge McDuck.
Ryan laughed loudly at that. Pretty good.
Next up is me. Only that? Your eyes tell me that you spent a sleepless night for a co-op episode, Cry. You spent the night foo? Question mark? Do not say! He cut a tobuscus with a remarkable blush. Okay, said Toby. So he is through? Yeah. Cried more instantly blushed. Oh, how nice! Exclamation mark. And the wedding for when? And yours? Within a year, in January. Really? As soon?
As soon indeed.
As soon. Wait a second, Tobuscus sighed, and suddenly his phone vibrated.
No, it's vibrated!
Vibrated when receiving a message. Toby's face changed to read the message. Underline, colon, D, new couple, colon, DD. And I am sorry to be late.
Oh, I'm so sorry to be late too.
All right, I'm getting confused.
No, because there is, like, literally no spacing, and then there's no, like, hey, PewDiePie said this. You have no idea what is going on.
Well, PewDiePie's not in this bit. It's Toby and Ryan.
How do we know?
Because they keep saying the names.
Yeah, but do we truly know that? He could just be name dropping.
You know, I'm just going to swap stories because I don't know if I can handle any more of this.
Oh, wow. You're no overriding the entire group.
Oh, there's a word later. It's wah smacking.
Wah smacking?
Do you want to keep going? Because I'll keep going if you do.
I don't really care.
Yeah, we can switch.
I just want something a little more engaging. Okay, next up is Desire by Dark Riku Zero, but I'm totally okay if we want to keep the Swedish accents going. A one-shot Fem/Yuri fic, Kairi/Naminé. This couple really needed to be brought up.
So, Kairi/Kairi.
So she's licking her own vagina.
Yes and no.
Auto-cuddlinguist.
Yeah. Naminé remembers Kairi when she saw her in Sora's thoughts, and she couldn't stop thinking about her. I do not own these characters. They belonged to Disney and Square Enix. Already off to a good start. Naminé sat in a white marble chair high up in Castle Oblivion. Every breath she took, she heard it echoing through the enormous, creamy white halls of the castle. She crossed her legs, her white skirt creeping up her smooth... This author is confused about where innuendo goes. Creeping up her smooth legs as she did so. She rested her head on her fist, which was held up by her arm, on the armrest of the chair and side.
Which was connected to her shoulder and her neck and her back and the rest of her body.
And yes, the fanfic is supposed to be all bolded. Well, at least that's over. She thought, staring blankly at the wall. The events at Castle Oblivion with Sora and Riku and the organization had just finished quite some time ago. Now Naminé sat in the chair she was commanded to sit on earlier before, remembering the cold words of... How the hell do you pronounce that?
That's a good question. Next question.
Larkhakin!
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You're just a nobody. The words repeated in her head monotonously. She shook her head, long blonde hair shaking with every turn. I wish I wasn't a nobody. To at least someone. Naminé then thought of Kairi. Ever since she saw the red-headed beauty in Sora's thoughts, Naminé never stopped thinking about her.
Thinking of her, not about her.
Thinking of her. God damn it. Everything about her seemed perfect to her. She couldn't help but think no wonder why Sora was in love with this girl. The curve of her lips, her shapely body and chest, her beautiful smile. Oh, Larxene. I can't be falling in love with a girl, can I? Naminé questioned herself, and she suddenly looked around in panic as if someone else spoke the words to her. Naminé tried to shake her thoughts away once again and got up from the chair quickly, pushing it back slightly, causing a small screech as a result.
Dust a diamond.
She walked quickly to the bathroom of all the
bathroom.
She walked quickly to the bathroom of her floor. This is a fucking dorm.
Yeah.
Opening the white door with the sparkling gold doorknob. She looked in the mirror, watching carefully as the worried blue eyes starred back at her.
Oh no, not starring.
So what if you do? Who's going to find out? Wrong who's. Who's going to care? Again, wrong who's. I'm a nobody as it is. She sighed and looked away, remembering she threw her makeup above the mirror so Larkhakin couldn't find it earlier. The bitch is dead now anyway. She slid the toilet seat down, then jumped nimbly onto the silk cover of the toilet lid. She reached above the mirror and grabbed her makeup. Then she slowly picked it up and looked at it. She noticed the girl advertising the makeup on the front. Beautiful smile. Red, flowing hair. Kairi. Naminé dropped the makeup into the sink, a loud smash emitting from the bottom. Naminé slowly reached her hand into her skirt, slipping it on top of her white panties. She slowly massaged her entrance as it got wetter. Nothing turns me on more than breaking my makeup.
But you wouldn't really want to massage the entrance to the vagina more than... The clitoris?
Gotta make sure she's got those fleshy lips, right? Her breath started to quicken, faster and faster as she thought of Kairi. Her soft fingertips pressed inward when suddenly she heard a voice coming out of her vagina?
Uh-huh.
They were trapped in her entrance.
Naminé? Shit! Naminé jumped backwards off the toilet and hit her back onto the wall,
ow,
causing her to shout weakly. She turned to see Riku, sword in one hand.
Ah! Wait, no, it's actually a sword.
What were you just doing?
Riku said with a smirk on his face, resting his sword on the wall.
Damn.
Of course he knew very well of her actions. He had a nice view from below?
Yeah, because she was standing on the freaking toilet.
Okay, and what is he, like 2 feet tall?
Apparently.
Next up is David.
Oh shit, knees to the face.
What?
Sorry, I was watching the video. Apparently the community manager for Mortal Kombat has said that Shaggy will not be in the game. I know everybody's really sad about this, myself included, but we have to come to terms with the fact that
it would be too OP.
If you put Shaggy into the game, he would just be too OP. You would go online, you'd be like, I'm about to have a good Mortal Kombat time and fight all these randos with my main Raiden, because if you play as anybody else, you are a scrub. And then everybody would be playing as Shaggy, because they're all scrubs. Anyway, we're on page what, two?
Why is it Lunch Lady Doris in Smash Ultimate? Answer me that!
She would get two paychecks that way. Alright, so it's we're on page three, right?
Yes.
Nothing, Riku!
Naminé replied sheep shyly, her cheeks burning red. She tried to walk past him, but Riku grabbed her arm and brought his lips to her ear and started to nibble.
Yeah.
If you need anything.
That is kind of rapey.
Yeah.
I'm here. He said in a husky voice.
Borf, borf. If you need anything, I'm here.
He said in a husky voice. She struggled free, glaring back.
No, she didn't struggle.
She struggled free.
No. Uh-uh.
That's what it says.
There's no R.
Oh, she struggled. She struggled. She struggled free, glaring back at him. Namine ran to the staircase and then stopped shouting back at Riku.
You're from Destiny Islands, right?
I did not understand what you just said.
All right.
You're from Destiny Islands, right?
She asked.
Yes, I am from Destiny Earlands.
God damn it, Steve.
You're from Destiny Roylands, right?
I'm from Destiny Seth Rollins, yeah.
No, Destiny Roylands, like the keyboard brand.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
Oh, that's what Fred Durst was talking about. He was talking about Roland brand keyboards.
He was also bringing the deep cuts to Kingdom Hearts a decade before the series was made.
God. Ugh. No, he wasn't. They came out about the same time.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did, too.
Yes, they did.
Okay. You read. I'll research.
All right, cool. She asked coldly. Riku gave a nod, the smirk still on his face. As well, without a word, Namine nodded and ran down the stairs quickly. She heard Riku's weak calls from above, but she ignored him. She knew what she wanted. Meanwhile, at the Destiny Islands.
At Destiny.
I know what it says.
Does 2 years count as adequate time?
Yes, because Kingdom Hearts would have heard the song, and then they would have been like, oh, I gotta put that shit in the game.
And back then, their development cycle was less than 15 years.
Right. Tetsuya Nomura was like, all right, we got some space on our belts for music. What do we want? Well, we want Halloween Town. Uh-huh. We want Aladdin. Uh-huh. We want Fred Durst. Fred Durst? Yeah.
Brilliant.
All right. I'm down.
So I'm
hands
not...
up, hands down, back up, back up. What you going to now,
David? Can you say that again?
Which what? Which part?
Just keep rolling.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
As he goes away to make himself another drink.
He keeps rolling, man.
Like a Katamari.
Yep.
So he
rolling,
did it almost.
Rolling, 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 rolling. Hands up, hands down, back up, back up. What you gonna do now?
Thank you for doing that in perfect time, almost with the carousel music playing in the background.
Oh, perfect.
So it's rolling. The State Fair edition.
Because, you know, that's probably the only gigs that Fred Durst can get at this point.
Yeah.
Aww. Oh, you mean like when Smash Mouth got booed when they did the State Fair?
Oh, did they really? Oh, that's super sad.
Yeah.
In fact, the lead singer got so pissed off he walked off stage as the band still tried to play the start of All Star. It took like 2 minutes to coerce him to come back.
I'm fucking out of here. Meanwhile, at Destiny Islands... Kyrie had now grown into a very attractive girl. She still waited for her friends, but she accepted to move on with life. Her red hair, now reaching her shoulders, followed behind Kyrie, flowing through the wind as she ran with an oar in her hand.
So her hair was, like, running right behind her.
That's why she was running. She was running away from her hair. It was attacking her.
Her hair had gained sentience, and she needed to escape.
Oh! This is like that one episode of JoJo!
Kyrie jumped into a small boat with a shout of joy as the water splashed against the rough wooden sides.
Whee!
Her white miniskirt was now lightly wet, but she didn't mind. She placed an oar into the water and pushed back, submerging it on and on again, until she reached the island where all her childhood memories lay. She still frequently went back to it with Selphie while Sora and Riku were gone.
Wait, so is she rowing, 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 rowing?
Sean, were you waiting this entire time for that?
No, I just came up with that just at that second.
Because I highly suspect you were just waiting for that. Rowing, 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 rowing. God damn it, Sean. She still frequently went back to it with Selphie while Sora and Riku were gone. She jumped off the boat and looked around.
Pretty quiet here.
That's my italics voice.
Perfect place to rub out a rough one.
Steve-o, with the State Fair background, whatever, can you actually make it a mashup with David?
Yes.
With just David doing keep rolling, rolling,
yes,
rolling.
Yes, please.
Release it as a Patreon exclusive.
How about I just do it on stream after we're done?
Steve.
What?
That's a smart idea.
Yes.
I keep rolling, 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 rolling. 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 Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
All right, so the secret hideout was still full of drawings and plants that the kids drew together from time. They drew plants from time to time.
This one's a pot leaf. This one's the plant from Mario Brothers.
This one's also a pot leaf. This is also a pot. Oh, shit. I'm in Spencer's Gifts.
Kyrie lighting up that dank kush.
Well, if it's dank, you need to dry it.
Right. Otherwise, it'll be too dank.
It'll just get moldy and not be good.
Yeah, she'll get a yeast infection.
Look, man, I've never done a drug in my life.
Steve-O, you don't smoke weed with your vagina / urethra.
Your Patreon goal.
And people are wondering why I'm not a dad yet.
Well, you're not a dad because your seed being too powerful cannot...
Dave, we stopped the flattery with me an hour and 20 minutes ago.
Listen, Steve, your cosmic fucking dangles. Can that be the episode title, Cosmic Dangles?
Sure.
All right, cool.
I'll do that for you.
Thanks, man.
But I'll actually just change it to Roland 27 times until I break the file name limit.
No, what you do with that dank kush is keep rolling, rolling, rolling joints.
All right, so we'll get number one song on SoundCloud with all those references.
Yeah, make this episode the longest episode title you can possibly make it.
Where maxes out all the Kara.
Yeah, you have to have all the Kara. All right, anyway, pretty quiet, dank kush. Kyrie walked into the small cave and starred. I know what it says. And stared in amazement at the small murals.
No, it was starred.
It stared.
I can't believe we did all this. Sure brings back memories,
she thought, touching one. It was the one where her and Sora were sharing a pow-poo fruit. She laughed and smiled.
I didn't really want to share pow-poo with him. He's not the one. He isn't my type. He's stupid. His dumb hair. Belts. Yet who is?
Giant shoes.
Giant fucking shoes, which, I mean, I don't really care because I think I'm more into something a lot smaller, maybe smoother, a little bit moister, you know.
Kyrie proceeded to walk around and sat under the cold stone floor. She sat there thinking. The cold breeze from outside made its way in, Kyrie feeling it passed against her. She rose her arms and wrapped herself around.
Woo!
Time passed, and Kyrie heard footsteps running into the hideout. She looked down the pathway, surprised by the noise. Tidus,
ha ha,
from this point on until Titus leaves, can you just have a really quiet Titus laugh playing on loop? Have it quietly just going ha 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 for the entirety of Titus's time here. So starting now, okay. Have it go until Titus leaves the scene, all right? I knew you'd come through for me, Steve. So yeah, anyway, Titus's laugh should be playing throughout this. And if it's not, listeners, send an email to Steve. That is steve@steve.com. Titus had then appeared in sight with nunchucks. Wait, hey, Sean.
What?
How often did you see nunchucks used by Titus in Final Fantasy X?
Zero, because I've never played a Final Fantasy ever.
All right, Sean.
Also, it's not nunchucks.
That's what it says right there, Sean. Nunchucks. A wide playful grin was across his face. He then stopped and caught his breath and then looked at Kairi.
And then he laughed. Ha 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 ha!
You don't need to laugh. I still have it going in the background.
What's up, Titus? Titus, you scared me.
What's up, Tinnitus?
Yes!
What's up, Tinnitus?
What's up, Tinnitus? How you doing?
You're really ringing in my ears, bro.
She said, feeling her heart as it jumped a little because Titus had a fucking 30-inch monster hog. Titus laughed.
Poor Kairi.
Oh, sweet. We've lost 6 listeners since I started the Titus laugh.
Oh, perfect. Everybody who's still here listening to us while the Titus laugh plays, you are now in my heart. Just like Sora is in my heart. And so is Roxas and Ventus. And Aqua, and like 3 different Ansems, Riku, Kairi.
And then there's like 15 Xehanorts.
30 Xehanorts, 126 Keyblades, because the Keyblades separated into 17 shards, 13 light, and then 4 dark. And then he's like, Xehanort's gotta get that dick in there, so Disney princesses, let me fuck Snow White. Bend her over, make her back white, know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, Dave.
What? I'm just saying what we're all thinking.
I wasn't thinking that.
You were thinking that.
No.
Hey, Steve.
What?
Think about it.
God damn it, Dave.
You were thinking about it.
God damn it.
Titus then appeared inside of fucking nunchucks, dude. I already said that.
It's what's up, Titus. You scared me.
You scared me, she said, feeling her heart as it jumped a little. Titus's 30-inch monster hog hanging out of the bottom of his shorts. Oh, poor Kairi. He said, sticking out his tongue long enough to touch the tip of his penis while fully erect. Well, I originally came here to train with my nunchucks, which I don't use. I use a fucking sword, you stupid, stupid author. My nunchucks. But did you know a visitor came to the islands?
A visitor?
No, Dave, I didn't know that.
Oh, why didn't you know that? You just said it.
Are we still doing this?
Why not? It's a good bit.
Okay.
Kairi said, rising from her seat. Titus nodded. Her name is Namine.
And let me tell you, she's one hottie,
he said, an evil smirk on his face.
Hottie, huh?
Oh, Titus.
Kairi rolled her eyes.
What's she doing here?
She's looking for you, he said, glaring at her to show jealousy. Kairi widened her eyes.
Someone else's turn.
That would be Sean.
Haha, Sean, you have to read.
I know.
That's usually what we do on the show.
Me?
She said, surprised.
Me? Yeah, I'll tell you where to find you.
You'll tell me where to find me.
I'll tell her where to find you.
He said, turning around to run back, and he dropped his nunchucks on the stone floor of the hideout.
Fucking hate this.
Titus, hey, wait.
Kairi shouted, but the dirty blonde-haired boy already left in a hurry. Kairi sat down again, picking up the nunchucks.
What could she want with me?
Time passed yet again, because that's what time fucking does.
Yes.
Why are you orgasming at that?
That's not her orgasm noise. I know her orgasm noise very well.
Kairi drew pictures with a weak piece of rock she found to pass her time, because her time is different from everyone else's. As she finished her drawing, she heard footsteps yet again in the pathway. This time, they were light and graceful. Kairi turned her head to see if it was Namine, and she couldn't believe it. Hottie was an understatement. Namine was more than that in Kairi's eyes. Her perfectly shaped body and curvy hips, her thighs as well as nicely shaped, and her breasts complementing them.
So when your breath was like, oh, you really have nice hair.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Her blonde hair was perfectly framing her angelic face, and there was something seductive in her blue eyes. And I can still hear Dave and Judy talking in the background. I just heard no shit in the background. And there was something seductive in her blue eyes. Kairi stared at her for a while, till she realized how she was looking at her.
Kairi, snap out of it. Kairi?
Naminé asked, an anticipated look on her face.
Ah, Kairi! Let me have that vagina, Kairi!
Kairi gulped and nodded, standing up and brushing off her skirt. She her just brushed skirt? It right off. Yeah, her skirt.
Yes, that's me. And I suppose you're Naminé?
Kairi asked, weakly smiling. Naminé nodded, looking excited that she found her.
You were looking for me, Naminé? Yes, I was.
Naminé said, her last words fading as she quickly forced her lips onto Kairi's. Kairi widened her eyes and reflexively pushed back, accidentally touching Naminé's breasts.
Boobies! What was?
But Naminé hushed Kairi's words.
Shh. I saw you, Kairi. Don't ask how. But after that moment, I couldn't stop thinking about you.
Why is she Italian?
I don't know. I was just trying to go with the Swedish voice from earlier.
Because it's coming off as Italian?
Yeah, very Italian.
I don't even know. She's Mario now.
I need to do this or I'll go crazy.
Naminé said, closing her eyes, leaning in for another kiss.
But I don't know how...
No, shit, that's not right at all.
But I don't know you. How can I just...
Kairi was hushed once again.
Shh. But I don't know you. How can I just...
Kairi was hushed once again.
I'll tell you about Sora and Riku if you let me,
Naminé said impatiently.
Wow, so this is sexual hostage taking.
Yep.
Kairi looked surprised.
Sora and Riku? And it's not like I don't want to.
Okay, so she does want to. It's yeah. just... Okay.
Coming on a little too strong.
Yeah. It's like, calm down your horses or your chocobos.
Kairi nodded and Naminé quickly kissed her again. Kairi returning the kiss. Return to sender. Naminé parted Kyrie's lips, entering her tonge? Yeah, tonge.
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 Inside, and Kairi forced contact with her own tonge. There was a heated, wet battle in their mouths. As Naminé pushed Kairi back onto the wall, deepening the kiss, Kairi let out soft moans, slipping her hands under Naminé's top. Naminé's. Touching every part with her fingertips, Naminé withdrew from their heated kiss and took off Kairi's shirt. Kairi looked a bit shocked. Naminé smiled at the redhead and leaned down, kissing the top of Kairi's breasts, licking the middle where they curved. Gonna motorboat them titties.
Yeah!
Oh, she has an oar with her. She can go sailing.
So wait a minute. Question then. If you were able to bridge the gap of the boobies with like a, let's say like a bubble solution and then blew air from underneath, would a bubble come out?
Why would you do that? Why not just touch the boobies? They deserve to be touched.
Because after a while, you just want to try something outlandish.
You want to spice things up in the bedroom.
No, you don't. You just touch the boobies forever because they're perfect as is, Steve.
David, are you touching your own boobies while saying this?
No, that's weird. I want to touch my wife's boobies.
I have to say that if you want to spice things up in the bedroom, don't use pepper.
Cumin.
Or like chipotle.
Or habanero.
Don't use Old Bay.
Oh, Old Bay is fucking the worst, man. You don't want anything that's associated with crabs spicing up your genitalia.
Mm.
Hey, Steve.
What?
Have you watched Agretzko?
No.
You should.
It's good. Oh, he doesn't have Netflix.
Steve, do you want my Netflix password?
Sure.
All right, everybody listen up. My Netflix password.
I have your Bandai Namco and your WWE already.
Wait, Bandai Namco?
Not Bandai Namco, fucking,
Funimation?
Funimation, yeah.
All right, Steve, all right. Other things
I'm subscribed
to. I don't
need it right now,
to.
Dave.
Would it make you really randy if I gave you my Audible password right now on air?
No.
Okay, cool, I won't do it then.
Please continue, Sean.
Kairi closed her eyes and tangled her fingers into Naminé's hair.
Okay.
Naminé.
Nom.
So I have to say, it's very weird. I'm on the same brain wavelength as Val, and I'm also on the same brain wavelength as David, but those two don't necessarily overlap, and it's very bizarre to be me.
Well, you see, Steve.
One's cosine, one's sine.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you're the tangent.
Ha!
Is this how I start my own mathematical harem?
Whoa, that's a good band name. That's the new episode title, Mathematical Harem.
Kairi moaned. Naminé reached behind Kairi and undid her bra, slipping it off, revealing perfect breasts and nipples.
Got my bra, dude.
Naminé licked her lips. And cupped the newly exposed flesh with her hands.
And I thought you said nudely. So I was imagining noodles like spaghettis.
Oh, God.
Just popping out of her bra.
No.
Doll, like, wet and cold and sticky.
Ew. Stop.
Moving them up and down, Kairi then forced Naminé's head back and on them, and Naminé happily licked the objects of her desire, taking in one nipple and sucking on it. Next.
Who's up next? I think this is circle back around, so Valerie.
Oh, man, I get to read three times today?
Yeah, we're down a man, so.
Kairi moaned out loud.
Oh.
So that's her orgasm noise.
That's closer to it, yeah.
Not really. Like, unless you like, crank it up quite a few pitches.
That's a question for Naked Opinions.
Okay. Kairi moaned out loud and quickly tore off Naminé's own shirt. Jeez, wait, I thought Naminé wore a dress. Whatever.
Just repost that fucking hot image of Kairi with Donald's face on it.
Yes.
And she just screams Sora over and over in Donald's voice.
Yep.
Sorry.
I can't do Donald's voice.
Naminé then continued to lick Kara's nipples and suck on them. Her tounge circled them. Then she took as much as she could in her mouth. Yes. Naminé. Kairi moaned. Naminé then withdrew and licked Kairi onto the floor.
Oh no.
And she's strong.
Yes.
She removed her own bra, then lay on top of Kairi so that her own supple melons.
Melon.
So just imagine two Kairis 69ing right now, but both have Donald's faces.
No. All right. I was really into what you were talking, and then you did that, and now my boner is gone.
Goodbye.
It has evaporated, and I'm sad.
I don't remember Naminé having that big of a pair of tits?
No, she was modest. She was modestly endowed.
Like a C-cup at most.
And she had giant feet, but I mean, I'm not into that, but some people are.
Yeah. Kairi took in one nipple and wrapped her arms around Naminé as Naminé moaned out loud. Kairi sucked them alternatively when she was stopped by Naminé as the blonde slid down her body. That isn't fair. You had more time on mine, Kairi said, whining. Naminé smiled. Oh, don't worry. You get to do something else.
Oh, boy.
Naminé tore off Kairi's skirt. Dude, it's just a skirt. Just pull it down.
Just slip it, yeah.
And slid her panties down the redhead's smooth legs. Now Kairi, completely naked, looked bashfully at Naminé. Naminé loved the sight she saw and lowered her head, licking Kairi's inner thighs and placed small kisses on them. Kairi moaned and entangled her fingers in Naminé's blonde hair once again. Naminé then dabbed her tounge quickly in Kairi's slit. Oh, Naminé, Kairi moaned. The blonde continued to do that. So she's just poking her tongue in Kairi's slit over and over. Whatever. The blonde continued to do that and she grabbed Kairi's ass from under, squeezing it firmly. Oh, yeah. Naminé licked up and down the wet entrance as Kairi moved her legs slowly, lost in a feeling of ecstasy. Or lost in the drug. Kairi tightened her grip on Naminé's hair as Naminé shoved her tounge in deeper, licking furiously. Kairi moaned even louder as, I guess, Naminé was trying to get to the center of the freaking
Tootsie Pop.
Yeah. Yep.
Kairi moaned even louder, fluid spilling out as she screamed Naminé's name. Oh. Squirting again.
Happens all the time.
Yep. Naminé then lapped up at them.
and got onto her knees, removing her own skirt and panties until she was naked as well. It's my turn, Namine said. Harry quickly got onto all fours and crawled seductively to Namine. She then licked down Namine's legs without hesitation and quickly started to suck on the blonde's wet opening. Namine moaned.
Kairi!
Ugh!
She whispered, as Kairi sneaked her hands up and fondled with Namine's breasts, pinching the nipples and moving them around. Kairi deepened her licks and continued to suck harder until Namine spilled all over her. Okay. Kairi also licking up the blonde's fluids.
Can't waste a drop.
Eh. Our fun doesn't stop there, right? Namine asked. Kairi looked around and spotted Tidus's nunchucks. Nope, she said, licking her lips as she picked up the weapon with her mouth and placed it on the floor near them, just like a freaking dog, apparently.
Why are you making those noises, Dave?
Because that's the squirting noise that women make when they squirt.
That's queefing.
Yeah.
I could go worse with it if you'd like. Don't make me do it, because I'll do it.
I got something for ya. Namine looked down, already knowing what they would do with the nunchucks. Hurry up, then, she said, closing her eyes, still heavily breathing. Beads of sweat formed on both of their bodies due to the heated moment. Kairi took the nunchucks and placed one end into the blonde's wet entrance, her lips surrounding the tool.
Are you trying to change your title, David, from host to sound effect man?
Yes, I have to branch out. I only have one talent. I need at least two to survive this environment.
Man, the economy has hit the millennials hardest of all.
Right? We're trying to kill Applebee's, but goddammit, we can't do it unless you help.
Namine moaned out in great pleasure as Kairi shoved it in deeper. Then Kairi placed the other end in her own entrance, moaning out Namine's name as she placed it deeper.
That's not hygienic.
No, they didn't wash it. And it's been like in some dude's like hands, so they don't really wash their hands that much. So.
No, now you're getting into grossness.
Well, it's not me that's doing that. They could have like just rinsed it at least. She also lay on her back opposite from Namine, and they both started to move up and down on the wapun, the chain holding them together. Except that you can't really move up and down the freaking wapun because of the chain. It's not like a double-ended dildo. Anyway, I'm done.
Next up is me. Oh, Kairi. Namine moaned.
Steve, come on. You can sound like a hot girl. Make it happen.
Oh, Kairi.
Why are you whispering?
Yeah, Steve, why are you carelessly whispering into the mic?
Hey! Namine moaned. All right, do you want me to actually try?
Yes.
Oh. No, Steve, you're doing just fine by yourself. Oh, no, stop.
Kairi!
Steve, your testicles are ascending to a higher plane. Stop, you'll kill us all.
Namine moaned, lamenting the loss of Steve-O's testicles in mid-impression. Scratching at the stone as she felt the weapon deep inside her, she continued to move faster and even more faster.
She had to walk faster?
Oh, Namine! Kairi shouted as she also felt the weapon inside her. The feel of it going in and out drove her inside as she thought of...
Everyone was Sonic Racing.
Everybody
gonna be a toot toot Sonic warrior, gotta get her feet right off the ground.
As she thought of her sexy partner. Alright, it's raining, time to drive inside, guys. Kairi reached up and fondled her own breasts as they both girls.
His breasts!
Breasts. Damn it!
Also, I just imagine them being like, you know the kid car, like the Barbie kid car?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I imagine both of them in that just like driving inside the cave.
As they both girls, shouting and sweating, continued to move faster and faster. They quickened the pace greatly.
They're vibrating. They're going to cause an earthquake.
Wait, girls can just be vibrators themselves? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they just put their faces to the other's genitals and go...
Wait a minute. hold on. My wife is a girl. Why did she do that for me?
Do you want her to do that to you?
I want a good...
It requires a lot of energy, so it doesn't happen often.
Oh, of course it does. I put in a lot of time and effort into lovemaking, and then I can't get the same thing. All right, cool. Steve, you're my new cosmic love handle.
All right, Dave, drive me inside.
Oh, you know it, big boy. Well, I mean, actually, its size doesn't matter, boy, but you know.
Yes! Oh, God! They shouted in unison.
Whoa.
Intruders, names.
Name. No, just name.
Just name. Following as their asses smack together.
Oh!
Going ass to ass.
Hitting. I hope that the nunchucks were not too long because, ow.
The hitting of the chain mixed in with the noise. So I need some chains jangling too, guys. Somebody just jangled some fucking keys.
My keys are too far. Oh,
my
I know.
My keys are literally in a different room, in a different part of my house.
I don't know what my keys are.
That is just a box of watchers.
Sounds like Lego.
No, it's my pencil case.
Who's unzipping their pants?
It's my pencil case!
Is that what you call your vagina now? Oh, baby, stick your number two graphite in my pencil case.
Steve, she uses at least a 3B.
And the ejaculate comes out, and it's just like a stubby pencil.
No, it's the dust that comes off of using too much eraser.
Oh, okay. Faster and faster they continued until both girls screamed in a wild orgasm. Fluids everywhere.
I'm ascending to a higher plane of orgasm.
All right, I need orgasms from Sean and Val. Sean?
That's my orgasm sound.
No, that's what his orgasm sounds like.
All right, Sean, I need you to do an impression of what a normal human being sounds like orgasming.
He doesn't understand our pitiful mortal ways.
No.
Wait, I thought only Logan was not mortal.
Sean, you backed yourself into this joke corner. Now you got to dig yourself out.
I mean, yes, Logan isn't immortal. Just because I don't understand normal human ways doesn't mean that I'm a human.
Just regular old human Ted Cruz.
That's like a downgrade.
So we were talking about simultaneous girl orgasms and then suddenly Ted Cruz ruined it all. Gotcha.
Yep.
Nightmare mouth Ted Cruz.
They both breathed heavily for minutes until Naminé removed the weapon from herself and her lover and threw it aside. She crawled on top of Kairi, kissing her breasts and then her lips. Kairi wrapped her arms around Naminé. So, about my friends. Hours later, Titus returned to the secret hideout, unaware of the events that took place. He looked around and found the nunchucks. Ah, here they are! He shouted in relief as he picked up his weapon. Yet, he felt something wet on it.
No! If it's even more than an hour, it's gonna be all dry!
He brought it up to lick the ends. Oh well, probably water or something.
Very salty.
No!
Yeah, female ejaculate has, like, no salt in it. It just, like, tastes funny if they eat tomatoes.
Or something like that.
Or coffee, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Haha, my first lemon. I hope that kicked ass. We haven't had any Kairi and Naminé fix around. Always yaoi this and yaoi that.
No end.
I'm sorry, always yaoi this, yaoi that. I hated sounding so formal too, but hey. I didn't want to make a she screamed, oh god, yes, suck my wet pussy fic. Wait, what?
No, that's not how it works.
This is better than that, right?
Questionable.
So that is going to be the end for the night.
Oh. Why did you turn into a Wookiee?
Because I had water in my mouth. I was trying to sound like I cared, and I was like, no.
I mean, you do care. You do care, Dave.
I do actually care, yes. I like this show. It's a good show.
I mean, we try. It's not always a good show, but it is always an attempt at a good show.
It's entertaining, to say the least.
Yes, so thank you very much to our patrons, especially our Genital Guardians, Afrohawk, Alexander Grass Dragon Corbett, Dylan Barber, Discuss, Epidel, Evan Balmel, Michael Fouch, Miri, Pope Sloth XVII, Richard Pryor. We have Roland. And then rolling.
Oh, I'm so glad that you didn't look in the Patreon's only chat.
Yes.
Sarah for the win. Sean Webster, Steve Van Sickle, The Waffle, and Wage.
One of the Rolands was Lack of Sense, and the other one was Sam.
Of course one of them is Sam.
I promise to never look at the patrons-only chat while we're doing this show, so please, if you want to coordinate jokes like this, be my guest.
Hold on, what happened? You know what? I applaud you for your joke consistency and ability to keep the joke going. So you know what? Special shout-out from Brushfire to you guys.
Are you trying to tell them that they should keep...
Well, you see, Steve... If I had a way to phrase it, I would say to keep rolling, rolling,
rolling,
rolling,
rolling,
rolling,
rolling,
rolling,
slowly rolling. Back away from the microphone,
rolling, rolling,
and thus,
rolling! David.
Hi there! Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music. Koopanova by Diodes. Opening musical credits. Apollo Duck by Will Rock. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.